Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yo, I'm Sammy P. Appreciate Nate Collins dropping by. Top of the hour. We're really looking forward to this. We're going to power rank the top five, according to us, most washed, W-A-S-H-ed. Quarterbacks of all time. That should be a fun conversation. So we'll get to that coming up. You know, there's a lot. We ended the conversation with Notre Dame with Nate there, and it seems like more and more has trickled out. It sounded like, and I don't know that they should bear this responsibility, but the Notre Dame captains ended up making the decision of not playing in the bowl game. At least that's how the Notre Dame AD made it sound. But the Notre Dame AD is also pissing off a lot of people. The Big 12 commissioner comes out and says that his behavior this week has been egregious, as he's been doing a lot of national interviews, going on Dan Patrick's show. That made headlines. I saw him on Barstool. He was talking to Portnoy on their TV show. Like, he's been going – Notre Dame AD, he's a tough guy to book, but now he's been on a media tour this week, which has been pretty entertaining. But now Marcus Freeman, connection to the Giants. Like, that's coming out of South Bend. That's what a lot of Notre Dame people are very concerned about with this playoff. If they want to keep their independence, not go into a conference, you wonder if Freeman's like, you know what, this might happen again. I should go in the NFL. I mean, that guy can name wherever he wants to go. He can go. That's how highly he's thought of right now.
So we haven't talked about Notre Dame opting out of bowl season. We did on Monday. We addressed them missing the playoff, and we've already had that conversation. If you want to go back and listen, you can go to the Monday episode and find it wherever you consume your podcast. But we haven't talked about them not going to a bowl. And it's funny. There's a lot of biases there. The pro Notre Dame people are like, yeah, this is awesome. We don't need bowls. And anybody who hates Notre Dame is like, cowards, bitches, you know. So it's like, if you like Notre Dame, you're okay with it. If you hate Notre Dame, you're like, oh, they're taking their ball and going home. So I think it's a bad look. And personally, I think they should go to a bowl game and just destroy somebody. But They've made their decision. They're not going to go. I don't think it changes the way that recruits perceive Notre Dame. I don't think there's a kid who's a 4 or 5 star prospect sees Notre Dame leaving a bowl game and says, oh, I'm not going to go there because they just gave up on their season. I don't think it's that serious. But it is funny. Like, I have Notre Dame friends who are like, this is awesome. Stick it to the system. And then people that hate Notre Dame are like, cowards. You know?
So Feinbaum? You see Feinbaum? Yeah. Nobody watches Notre Dame anyways. Yeah, nobody watches Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame is better than any team in the SEC right now. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, will you? I mean, power rating wise, I have them better than every SEC team. I have them, let's see, on a neutral, I'd make Notre Dame a 1-point favorite on Georgia. And maybe that's wrong. Yeah. Maybe Georgia would beat them. But, you know, I was texting with Metcalf the other day, and he said, I have them number 3 in the country from a rating standpoint. And this is the best college football odds maker I know. He goes, you want the 12 best teams or the best teams to make the 12-team playoff, however you want to shape it. The fact that you don't have the number 3 team is asinine. And I agree with him. But I'm not going to sit here and, like, complain about it. Like, okay, they made a decision. Yeah. They're not in the playoff. Move on. I don't think it's a good look, personally, for them to opt out of a bowl game. But I think that Notre Dame, unfortunately, thinks it's too big or too strong to go to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I don't know. If I was them, I'd be going. If I was the coach, I'd say we're playing. But they're not.
I think they didn't want to give ESPN Notre Dame and its fans. I mean, that's part of it, too. Like, they're so pissed at how this thing went down, and they're in all along. And then at the end, you know, they were all thinking that they were in. That was one conversation we didn't hear. Like, the Notre Dame AD is everywhere this week. Where was he before? Well, they thought they were in. They were told they were in all year, and nothing changed. So why would we not be in? So I think that's how that went down. I don't think it's awesome they're not going. I just don't. Like, whatever. These bowl games are almost meaningless now. But what the Big 12 commissioner did, like, we've lived this, Sam. And I tweeted about it the other night. People love to provide protection for Jim Phillips, and I don't know why. That guy, just based on the tiebreaker situation, you could argue that he should lose his job as the ACC commissioner. And we lived it when he was here, Northern Illinois, Northwestern. That guy's got a lot of friends. He's very savvy as far as that goes. And now you got the Big 12 commissioner taking shots at the Notre Dame AD because he's protecting Jim Phillips in that sense. So I thought that was pretty comical, but just a lot of drama, man. Always a lot of drama, always a lot of arguing when it comes to college football. It is entertaining. But, you know, in Freeman's future, we keep hearing Giants being mentioned. See, it's not just the Giants. Most years, it feels like it's usually around 7 or 8 jobs that open up. And it's more and more because now you're seeing coaches getting fired after 1 or 2 years instead of waiting 3, 4. Like, you start going over that list, I'm like, wait a second. Okay, you got all these jobs. Where are the coaches? I think Pittsburgh or Baltimore, whichever one does not win that division, there's a chance of change there. Cleveland, I think for sure Stefanski's gone. Tennessee, you already made that deal. Carroll might be one and done in Vegas. Maybe Andy Reid retires. He sees this is going to be a bit of a reset. Atlanta, they're going to fire that dude. The Giants already have their opening. Maybe Tampa. Like, what has Bowles done down there if they fade away? Arizona, I think they could make a change. So you're probably going to have 8, 9 jobs open. And where are the coaches? So I'm looking this morning. New York Giants next head coach. Freeman is the favorite. Minus 200. Whew. The second favorite is Mike McCarthy. I'm saying, like, where are the coaches at? Third, Chris Shula. Fourth, Clint Kubiak. Titans head coach. There are co-favorites for that job. Would you like to take a guess?
I have no idea.
Both former coaches. Matt Nagy and Cliff Kingsbury are the co-favorites. Like, tell me Freeman can't name his price. Look at these coaches that are being mentioned right now for these openings.
He's such a perfect fit for Notre Dame. I don't know if he has aspirations to coach in the NFL. I've never covered the guy, never met the guy, so I don't know, and I'm not going to act like I do. But if he's all about, you know, Catholicism and faith and family, where's a better fit than Notre Dame? I mean, if he's there, he's going to win 9-10 games a year, go to a big bowl game or a playoff game every single year. And he's relatable. He's young. He's exuberant, exciting. Players love him. You know, that stuff goes away in the NFL when you're not winning. And there's a very good chance he goes to a team that doesn't win. And then you learn about the resiliency and the competitive drive and all that. Like, it's easy to coach at Notre Dame when you have a legit team. Again, I just told you, Matt Metcalf, former Circa guy, says they're the number three team in terms of power ranking and talent. So you're going to have that every year at Notre Dame. You're going to have a top five talent. You go to the Giants suck. You go to the Raiders, they're awful. You go to the Titans. I mean, that's the problem. Now, you brought up a couple jobs that I think are interesting, and those are the jobs in the AFC North, potentially, if they open up. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. There's a lot that makes sense there because those are championship cultures. Those are teams that have won rings, that expect victory, that expect to go to the playoffs. If that Baltimore job were to open up or the Pittsburgh job, that would be a nice connection, I think, him there. But I'm not leaving Notre Dame to go coach the Giants or coach the Raiders and deal with all the cooks in that kitchen, like between, you know, Davis and Brady and whoever else is calling for shots there. It'd have to be a really, really solid organization, I would think, to get him there, because I don't feel like Marcus Freeman is the type of guy that deals with a lot of temptation and deals with a lot of, you know, angel devil. Like, for him, it's one way to do it, and it's the right way. And I don't think leaving Notre Dame for a bad franchise is the way to go. So it depends on the job that opens up. Does he really want to put his family through the ringer and go to the Giants, and they're going to win 4 or 5 games next year, and then see what happens, and then, oh, he's fired after 3 years because you can't cut it at the NFL level. Like, that's one way it could play out if he leaves for New York.
I don't even know what Freeman makes, but I know I saw it out there yesterday that according to the tax documents, in 23, he made more than $7.3 million. And they gave him a new extension last December, and they're probably going to give him another extension maybe this December or January. I think they're just going to keep giving him raises. They've made it clear that they want to keep him no matter what. It doesn't matter what it's going to cost, and we know Notre Dame has the money. So, yeah, I think you're saying that he stays, but there are some jobs that could have temptation. Again, going back to that Pittsburgh one, let's say they don't win the division and Tomlin's out. Like, they keep their coaches 20 years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's something that you would go for, not with bad ownership like Atlanta, the Giants, the Jets, like, no, if that were to open. No, you don't go there, but one of those top jobs, maybe. What if you find out, hey, Patrick Mahomes is looking for a coach? Like, that's possible. If Andy Reid doesn't want to go through this, whatever they're going to be going through over the next couple of years. So Yeah, that dude is in a great spot. But you're right about talent. That's certainly a strong call by you. And I didn't even know this. Did you know that if Notre Dame's in the top 12 next year, they're automatically in?
Yeah, I heard about that, which is a crazy thing for the committee to do. That's probably not something that should be a thing. According to this story from Yahoo, Freeman's estimated salary is $9.5 million per year. And that extension takes him through December 2030.
Yeah, it's going to be more. There's probably going to be another one. There's going to have to be. He's probably going to get to 15 or 12 to 15, somewhere in that range. But
Cignetti's almost 12 now.
Yeah, you've got to match that at least. I'm sure he wants to bring a championship to South Bend so people can stop referencing 87. All right, up next, power rankings, top five most washed quarterbacks. We want to hear from you, bet_sweats on Twitter. We do that next right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.